The New Jersey Attorney General's office won't appeal the dismissal of the indictment against South Jersey Democratic power broker George Norcross and his allies. WHYY's Kenneth Burns tells us more.
State prosecutors notified defense attorneys Tuesday morning of their decision. AG spokesman Michael Simon said the office decided, quote, our prosecutorial resources would be best spent on other matters. Daniel Fee, George Norcross's spokesman, reiterated that former Attorney General Matt Placken brought the charges for reasons other than legal merits. He adds they will be making the case that Placken and anyone else who used lawfare against Norcross should be held to account no differently than Pam Bondi and her DOJ should. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
A mix of Delaware lawmakers, educators, and advocates are working to get rid of the requirement that all 11th graders take the SAT. A key reason is that Delaware's average score is usually among the lowest in the country when measured against other states, where only a few percent of kids take the exam. One advocate for nixing the SAT mandate and replacing it with another assessment measure is Julia Kelleher. She heads First Educate, a nonprofit that works with school board members and candidates.
If someone's going to graduate from high school and is ready to walk into a career, I don't know that the employer is really asking, what did you score on your SAT? The best indicator is one that provides an accurate and authentic and meaningful indicator of the quality of the graduate and the education system.
State Education Secretary Cindy Martin says she's taking the concerns seriously as her office looks to modernize how to assess student learning and school success. Skies have cleared out across much of the Delaware Valley on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, Downingtown at 48 degrees, Princeton at 47, Rehoboth Beach at 42, and it is 46 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, with mostly clear skies. Looks like clouds do return, though, as we head into the evening. Overnight, temperatures drop down into the mid-30s. We're looking at a chance of showers on Wednesday.